have you there. Thank you so much for calling the Lonely Hearts support line, where we turn table for one into, I'm a strong, independent person who don't need no one. This is Avely Grace speaking, and I just gotta say that it is my absolute pleasure to be here for you today. Now tell me, darling, who in the world would let you be so lonely that you called me? I mean, don't get me wrong, I sure ain't complaining. But I can't believe that a perfectly good sweetheart like you ain't got someone falling all over themselves to be with you right now. That is just criminal, sweetheart. Criminal. Mm-mm-mm. And you poor thing. You must just be itching to get all that lonely nonsense off your chest. I tell you what, baby. You just sit tight and let me do what I do best. Does that sound like a plan? Now, I know some folks get all worked up thinking being alone means something's wrong with them. Like it's a problem that needs fixing or something. But darling, if there's one thing I've learned in my 26 years, it's that loneliness ain't always about being alone. Nuh-uh. It's really about wanting more than what you got. More warmth. More connection. The kind of thing that leaves you all tingly and feeling like a superhero. In fact, I imagine it's kind of like how you're feeling right now, huh? I bet you're sitting there, listening so nice to my voice, that you didn't even notice how warm it's making you. That's just what good conversation does, sugar. It soothes you, like a warm cup of coffee in the morning. Like a slow, gentle rock on the front porch swing on a Sunday. Like a hand stroking your hair, telling you that you ain't alone, not really. Not when you got me. Ain't that nice? Just sitting here, being here. Letting my words roll over you like a lazy little lullaby. You know, I can already tell you're a real good listener. I mean, look at you. Sitting there all nice and quiet. Taking in every little word like it's the gospel. Well, that's just precious. And don't you worry, baby. I got plenty more where that came from. I mean, shoot. I bet you already feel better just listening to me, huh? There's just something so nice about knowing you got somebody here for you. Not just anybody either. Me. Little old me, Avely Grace. Sitting here, thinking about you. Talking just for you. Making sure you don't feel lonely one bit longer than you gotta. You're the kind who just lets things happen nice and natural. Lets himself just get real comfortable. Cause that's what good company does to a person, don't it? Oh, I can hear it. That little breath you just took, all slow and easy. Don't think I don't notice things like that. I notice everything. Every little way you relax. Every little way you soften. Every little way my voice just slides in all easy and warm and starts settling real nice where it belongs. Oh, sweetheart, you must be real lonely if my little old voice is making you feel this good. But that's all right. That's why you called, isn't it? And you made the right choice, darling. Because I know just what you need. And you do want to feel good, don't you? Well, darling, ain't it just the darndest thing how easy it is to get all nice and comfortable when you got somebody sweet to listen to? It's like, oh, I don't know, like taking a nap in the sun on a nice day. You weren't even looking for it, weren't even thinking about it. But somehow, some way, you just ended up right where you needed to be. Isn't that funny? How sometimes things just happen like that? You ever been sitting in a car, riding along a long, empty road, watching the world go by, real slow, real steady, until you realize you don't even remember the last few miles? Like, one second, you were all there, looking out the window, seeing the trees sway and the road stretch ahead, and then the next second, it's just gone. Like your mind just up and decided, oh honey, you don't need to bother with all that right now. Just sit back, relax, and let it happen. I reckon that's just how it is sometimes, sugar. Some things don't need effort. Some things just happen. Kinda like right now, huh? You know what I mean, baby. I can hear it in your breath. And that little pause between when I talk and when you even remember to think. It's real easy to just listen, ain't it? Real easy to just be here. Mm-hmm, yep. I thought so. It's nice, ain't it? How I can just keep talking. Just keep these words rolling out of my mouth, and you don't gotta do nothing. Don't gotta try. Don't gotta think. Don't gotta do a single thing. Cause that's all happening already. you just find yourself feeling softer, warmer, maybe even a little heavier, but not in a bad way. No, more like how a big cozy quilt just melts right over you on a cold night, just snug and safe and exactly where it ought to be. Like how a rocking chair just knows how to sway, back and forth, back and forth, without you even realizing you're doing it. Like how your mind just knows how to drift, how to let go, how to sink right where it wants to go, when someone real sweet is just talking all nice to you like this. I mean, look at you, just sitting there, listening so nice, letting every little word of mine settle in all easy. Mm-hmm, that's right. Kinda like the way you can stare out at a lazy river and watch the water drift by. Smooth, steady, effortless. Until you realize you don't even know how long you've been watching. Like time just slipped right past you without a second thought. Ain't that something? And I bet if you tried real hard to grab on to a single word I just said, tried to hold it still, tried to make it stick, it'd just slide right on through your fingers like the water in that river. Oh, but you don't need to hold on, sugar. No, you're doing just fine as you are. You just keep letting my voice pour into you, all slow and steady. So easy, you don't even realize how deep it's sinking in. Like the way a swing still rocks for just a little while after you step off it. Like how the feel of sunshine lingers on your skin even after you've gone inside. It's still there. And even when I pause, even when I get a little quiet, even when the words slow right down like your mind as you drift off to sleep. Well, you can still feel me there, can't you? I know you can. Ain't it funny how you weren't even trying and yet here you are? All soft, all warm. Like I just scooped you up and wrapped you in a big old blanket made of words, letting every one of them tuck you in real nice. And darling, don't you just love the way it feels to be all wrapped up like that? To just let go? To just be here? To just let me take care of the rest? You ever had one of those days where you sit down, meaning to just rest your eyes for just a second, and next thing you know, it's an hour later and you don't even remember falling asleep? Or maybe you were watching something real nice on the TV, and your body just got all still, all heavy, and then suddenly, whoops, show's over, and you ain't even sure what happened in between. I bet you know exactly what I'm talking about, sugar. And I bet you're starting to notice that same kind of feeling creeping in now, huh? Not because you're trying to, bless your heart. No, baby. You ain't gotta try at all. It's just what happens when you got someone sweet talking to you like this. Someone real warm. Real steady and smooth. It's like rocking on the porch swing in the summertime, letting the world slow down all around you. Like sitting in a parked car after a long drive, feeling the engine hum beneath you, that gentle, steady vibration still settling in your bones. Like flipping through a book, reading the words real nice and slow, letting the story pull you in so deep that suddenly you don't even see the page no more, just the pictures it's painted in your mind. You're picturing something real nice right now, ain't ya? Mm-hmm. That's perfect, baby. I bet you didn't even notice how still you've gotten, how easy it is to just sit and listen. And sugar, I ain't usually one to make a fuss, but, well, that's just so precious. How you're just soaking it all up. How you're letting my words relax you. I could keep talking like this forever. And I know you wouldn't mind a bit. Wouldn't even think to mind. Wouldn't even need to. You know, as soon as I picked up the phone, I just knew you'd be the kind of doll who sits and listens so nice. I mean, I can always tell. And you know, it's real special having somebody to just be with like this, ain't it? You'd be surprised, but so many people call up here and just sit in silence. Like, baby, I promise you, I am more than happy to do the talking. I love talking. Lord knows I do. But it does make a girl wonder, you know? I always think, what's going on in that pretty little head of yours, sitting there all quiet, taking in every word like I'm reading bedtime stories to you. It's like my cousin Billy's cat, Midnight. That thing'll just stare at you, real serious. Big ol' eyes, sitting there like it's a judge in your entire soul. And you just sit there thinking, Now what on earth could that little brain even be working on? Cause what kind of thoughts does a cat even have? Probably something real simple like food, sleep, lick my butt. But you, darling, well, as far as I know, you ain't a cat. No, no, no. You got a whole lot more going on up there, I bet. Or at least, I'm sure you did, at some point. Oh, hush now. Don't even try to tell me you're thinking about much right now. I know better. And it's okay, I promise. I do seem to have that effect on people. You ever have a long day, one that's real busy, running errands, going place to place, and then you finally get to sit down, and before you know it, your brain just shuts right off? Like, one second, you're full of thoughts, full of worries, full of stuff, and then the next second, it's just quiet. Like, you ever sit in a tub so long that the water starts getting cold, but you're too comfy to get out? So you just sit there, real lazy, real still, letting the warmth linger? That's kind of how you're feeling now, ain't it? And ain't that something? And you know, I gotta say, sugar, I love when people call in and just let me talk at them like this. You don't even have to do a single thing. Not one single thing, baby. Except sit right there and listen. I mean, shoot, if I'd known helping lonely hearts was this easy, I would have signed up years ago. Now, I don't know what kind of bad advice you've been hearing, but some people will try to tell you that loneliness is all about not having enough people around you. But that ain't true, baby. I mean, bless my Aunt Jenny's heart. That woman has 10 kids, and she still calls me every single day like she's the loneliest lady in the world. I love her to pieces, but Lord Almighty, that woman could talk the ears off a cornfield. Which, now that I think about it, is probably how some folks feel about me. But that's alright, ain't it, sugar? Cause I like talking. And I like talking to you, especially. Cause I know you're listening. All sweet and nice. Taking in every little word like what I'm saying is something real special. And maybe it is something special. Maybe it's exactly what you needed. Maybe you didn't even realize how much you needed it till just now. That feeling of just being here. Just being with me. Just letting it all be easy. Mm-hmm. That's right, baby. You're doing so good. And well, I don't want to assume or nothing, but... Well, but I bet my mama's best peach cobbler you're feeling real nice right now, huh? All soft and warm. All needy to keep hearing me yap. And sugar, I just love that for you. I also love how easy you make my job. Just sitting there all sweet, listening so nice, so quiet and polite. You're real special, you know that? I can tell you got a good heart. The kind of heart that just wants to spill over with love, that wants to be taken care of. Those are the best kind of people, in my opinion. The kind that deserve to be taken care of. Now, I ain't saying you gotta do anything special, darling. No, 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 I'd never ask you to go and make a fuss. But I've been wondering if you might just be finding yourself enjoying this even more when you stop thinking so hard about it. Not that you were thinking much anyway, of course, bless your heart. I mean, let's be honest. You weren't really planning on feeling this good when you gave me a call, now were you? You just dialed the number, all innocent-like, maybe hoping for a little company. Maybe just a little something to pass the time. And now look at you. It's better than you ever even imagined, ain't it? And you know what's real nice about that? When something feels this easy, it gets real easy to want more of it. Not that you gotta want more, bless your heart, but, darling, I'd be lying if I said it ain't just the cutest thing in the world when you do. Like, I wonder what'd happen if you stopped holding on to anything at all. If you just let yourself relax into this experience. I wonder how much sweeter my voice could get, how much warmer it might feel, how much easier it'd be to just let go of all that holding on. Mm-hmm, that's right, baby. You're doing so, so good. You know, it's the funniest thing. Every time somebody calls me up on this line, I always end up wondering the same thing. What is it about my voice that keeps people sitting there all quiet, sometimes for hours? I mean, you'd think folks would be chattier, would want to tell me their whole life story, talk my ear off like Aunt Jenny does every Sunday, till I'm practically begging her to hush. But nope. Instead, I just get the sweetest little silences. Not that I'm complaining, of course. There's just something so special about it. You, sitting there so still, just taking in every little thing I say like it's the most important thing in the world, kind of makes me want to keep talking forever. And well, I do got plenty to say. Well, would you look at the time? Now, before we hang up, I gotta tell you that this might just be one of my favorite calls I've ever gotten. I mean it. You got that kind of presence, darling. The kind that makes a person want to stick around, lean in a little closer. I bet you don't even realize how special you are, huh? Oh, but I do. And if you could hear how sweet you sound sitting there, listening so nice, you'd believe me too. Now, I know you called because you were feeling lonely, but baby, I gotta ask, what for? Because if I had someone like you around, I wouldn't dare let them feel like that. Nuh-uh. I'd be holding on tight, holding them close, reminding them every chance I got just how much they mean to me. And I know there are folks out there who already feel that way about you. Think about it, sweetheart. Think about the people who light up when they see you. The ones who laugh just a little too loud at your jokes. Who remember the littlest things about you. Who go out of their way to make sure you're all right. Shoot, maybe you never noticed it before. But I promise you, darling, they're there. And if it ain't crossed your mind till now, well, maybe you just needed someone to remind you. Maybe you just needed to hear it. Maybe you just needed to feel it. Mm-hmm. That's right, baby. You ain't gotta do nothing with that right now. You ain't gotta go chasing after it or digging for proof. No, sugar. You just sit back, take it in, and let it be true. Because it is. And Lord, don't that feel good? Now, my love, I sure hate to say it, but it looks like our little chat's gotta come to an end soon. I know, tragic, ain't it? But don't you worry your sweet little head none. You ain't gotta feel lonely, not really. 'Cause I got a sneaking suspicion that even when I'm not talking your ear off, some part of you is always gonna be hearing my voice. Kinda like when a song gets stuck in your head, except instead of music, it's just me, lingering all nights, reminding you how special you are. I sure hope you remember that. I hope you take it with you. Keep it real close. Let it take root deep inside of you. Because if there's one thing I know for sure, it's that you deserve to feel wanted. You deserve to feel cherished. And you deserve to have someone who thinks the world of you. Now, I may just be a voice on the other end of a telephone, but I mean it when I say I see you, darling. And what I see is something real special. So you go on now, take that with you. Let it sit warm in your chest. Let it remind you just how loved you really are. And if you ever need to hear it again, well, you do know where to find me.